Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with musician Brooks West.
Nashville, Tennessee. What's going on in Nashville, Tennessee with your music career? Are you down there doing some recording? Are you down there doing some other work? What's going on in Nashville?
Well, there's always stuff going on in Nashville. It's super busy. The president was in town messing up the roads yesterday, and today I got the day off because I'm teaching, and it's spring break. It's first day spring break.
What's happening with the music career down in Nashville? Are you playing any gigs? Are you writing any songs?
Writing some songs. I've just started writing some new songs again. I put out a new record in 2015, and that I'm extremely proud of that. It's been a really good record for me, and I'm still playing a lot of those songs, but I'm trying to write some new ones. I've got a couple friends that I write with up here from time to time, especially my buddy Rhett McDaniel. He came over and we wrote one last week, so I'm excited to bring some of those new songs out this summer.
Now, some of your past songs have been either maybe political or, somewhat newsworthy, and then you've had songs that haven't. What sort of lyrics are you writing these days?
It's a little bit more kind of personal, soul-searching stuff, a little bit of relationship stuff. When I talk to my friend Rhett, you know, we just sit down usually and just chat just about the way things are. We talk about kind of the state of the world. We talk about politics a little bit, although we don't write things that are overtly political. You know, you tend to write things, or we tend to write things that are just happen to be from our point of view, and inside that there's a little bit of politics. You know, your personal politics are always going to come out, but it seems like whenever I try to write something that's really political, it comes off a little bit heavy-handed if it's not through the right lens. So I try not to do that too much.
What's going on in the music business these days? Are artists making any money now? I know that we've had this huge paradigm shift since iTunes came in and the internet came out, and you know, it's gotten to the point to where a song is almost like a commercial for your live event. So what's going on in the music world?
That is a good question. I think a lot of people are still trying to figure it out. The streaming stuff, it seems like nobody's making any real money there. People do hear the songs, you know, if they're on Spotify or if they're on the Apple streaming service or if they're on any of the other kind of streaming services. But I, even with my friends that I know are successful and are full-time musicians, I don't see them making a ton of money. It really does come from touring, playing shows, all different kinds of shows. There's been a big shift in the last couple of years to house concerts in acoustic music. Even some of the greatest musicians that I know still play a lot of house concerts, where they'll go into a person's home and they'll have 20 or 30 or 40 of their friends come, and they'll all pay a cover and they'll set up a little PA and they'll have wine and cheese and then they'll have a show in their house. So I've seen a big change of that. You know, I've seen a lot of that in singer-songwriter music, acoustic music, bluegrass music. A lot of those house concerts are happening. You know, and it seems like one of the only kind of things where people can really go and make a little bit of money and sell some CDs and connect with people on a real grassroots level.
So
you need a big switch to that.
So you mentioned the Spotify, and you know, I'll almost compare that to the old radio days where you got to get the spins, you got to get played on some sort of third-party medium, whether it's for the validation, whether it's for their distribution of the centralized audience, whatever it might be. You found, because correct me if I'm wrong, but you were on Spotify for a while and some of these other services?
Some of my music is on Spotify. I did not put the new record on Spotify on purpose because the numbers are just so sickeningly low. It's like hundredths of a cent for a play or thousandths of a cent. So you can literally have hundreds and hundreds of plays and be making almost no money. You know, there was an article that came out, I think it was this last year, about the Pharrell song, Happy. You have 24 million plays. He made less than $5,000 for 24 million plays. And he's like an A-list artist.
Right, so yeah.
He doesn't make any money on Spotify.
To listen to the full-length interview with musician, singer, songwriter Brooks West, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
All the memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town.
Attention job seekers, if you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by their booth at the Dickinson Job Fair at the BAC on Tuesday, March 21st, or at the Williston Job Fair in the Grand Hotel on Wednesday the 22nd. MBI has immediate openings for wireline operators and engineers, workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand and floor hand, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Meet the team at MBI and learn about their excellent pay, great benefits, and advanced opportunities at the Dickinson and Williston job fairs. If you don't have a chance to make it there, visit them online at mbienergyservices.com or follow them on social media.
On the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
On the front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Make no money giving your stuff away, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Attention job seekers, if you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by their booth at the Dickinson Job Fair at the BAC on Tuesday, March 21st, or at the Williston Job Fair in the Grand Hotel on Wednesday the 22nd. MBI has immediate openings for wireline operators and engineers, workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand and floor hand, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Meet the team at MBI and learn about their excellent pay, great benefits, and advanced placement opportunities at the Dickinson and Williston job fairs. If you don't have a chance to make it there, visit them online at mbienergyservices.com or follow them on social media.